Where are you?
I'm here, Mary Poppins. Please help me.
I've got you. I told you not to touch my things.
Oh, Mary Poppins, it is so nice to be safe at home again. I'm so sorry about today. Mary Poppins, don't ever go away.
And where would I go at this time of night, I'd like to know? Here's a cup of milk. Drink it up and go to sleep.
It's a funny thing, Mary Poppins. I've been so very naughty, and now I feel so very good.
Father?
Hmm?
Do you know when the comet is coming?
Finish your breakfast, Jane, and let your father finish his.
Nobody will know the exact night until near the time. But it is due sometime next month.
And we can stay up and watch for it. And you'll watch it with us.
Of course. I said I would, didn't I?
I hate waiting for things.
All good things are worth waiting for.
I wish the comet was tonight.
And I wish my nice bowl could be fixed as good as new.
I am sorry, Mother.
Well, we'll say no more about it.
If you had a wish, what would you wish for, Father?
I would wish that my speech at the bank dinner will be one that people never forget. Oh, would you like to hear it? I have my notes here.
Oh, that would be lovely, dear.
Ah, very well. As I'm sure you all know, Drake and Sons have for many a year now...
I hope I'm not interrupting.
Mary Poppins, what would you wish for if you could wish for anything?
I never wish for anything. I'm completely satisfied with everything I have. Now, coats on, we're going to visit my cousin Mr. Turvey to see if he can mend your bowl, Mrs. Banks.
Oh, wonderful!
Oh dear, how awful it is out.
Someone's coming.
Well, what do you want?
Is Mr. Turvey in?
I couldn't say. He may be or he may not. It's all a matter of how you happen to look at it. All I can tell you is what he said to me this morning. Miss Tartlett, he said, I may be in this afternoon and I may not. I never know what he means. But you can go up and see for yourself.
He's not here. He must be out after all.
Cousin Arthur, where are you?
Here.
Where? I can't see anyone.
He's there, Mary Poppins. Out the window. I can see his fingertips.
Arthur, what are you doing?
Oh,
hanging about in the rain like that, and you with your bronchitis the winter before last.
Oh. Jane, Michael, take a hand each and pull him up. careful over the ledge.
Do be careful.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh,
we've brought you some important work to do, and here you are behaving like this.
Well, it's not my fault. It's the second Monday.
Shut the window, Michael. We don't want him flying back out.
Why does it matter that it's the second Monday?
Well, it's kind of you to inquire. It's very kind. You see, on the second Monday of every month, everything goes wrong with me.
What kind of things?
Well, I wanted to be in, having so much work to do, and so I'm automatically out. And if I wanted to be out, sure enough, I'd be in.